We know that temptation is a part of our lives. We all have to deal with temptations. In fact, we are tempted in much the same way that Adam and Eve were, in much the same way that our Lord was. In fact, we're tempted in many of the same methods, same ideas. And during this Lenten season, we have the opportunity to recognize our own temptations, how temptation shows itself in our lives, and to resist them just as our Lord did. Now, to go back to kind of the basics, back to the basic definition, a temptation is a strong desire towards doing a sinful act, doing something that is sinful. Of course, a sin is doing something that is contrary to God's will and His commandments. It's an offense against God. It's turning away from Him. Instead of choosing to follow Him, follow His will and His commandments, we instead to choose our own will and to follow our own will. Now, one thing that's important to realize with sin is that all sin affects our relationships with others. There is no such thing as a private sin. Every sin affects how we view others, how we respond to others, how we react to others. So we need to be very careful about sin, that we don't think, well, that's not a sin because it didn't affect anyone. It does. It affects us, and it affects those around us. So we see in the gospel today that our Lord is undergoing these three temptations. And those three temptations are the same kind of temptations that we undergo on a daily basis. In fact, there are almost three categories of temptations that we see here, three kinds of temptations. The first one is physical pleasure. Our Lord was hungry. He had spent 40 days and 40 nights fasting. And, to fast for that long is a very difficult thing on a good day. And you're going to be extremely hungry at the end of it. So what does the devil do? Change these stones into bread. Fill your pleasure. Fill your physical need for bread. Just all you have to do is say the word and it'll happen. That was his first temptation. Second temptation was put God to the test. Throw yourself off this parapet. Throw yourself off this high place. God won't let you die. Temptation was to test whether or not God would allow our Lord to go to the cross, to give his life at the cross, or would he allow our Lord to die before that? Sometimes you might hear someone say something like, well, if God doesn't want me to do this, he'll stop me. If you've ever heard someone say something like that, that's putting God to the test. Third temptation is kind of, I call it self-importance or selfishness. It's making yourself the center of attention, feeding your pride. I'll give you all these kingdoms if you just bow down to me. You can be in charge of all of this. And that's a grave temptation for us. Now, none of us are going to be in charge of any kingdoms, most likely, except for maybe our own little personal kingdoms. None of us are going to have to worry about this temptation, except it's a temptation to pride. Anytime we have a temptation that makes us the center of attention, the center of focus, or draws us inward selfishly, it's a temptation to pride, to feed our pride. Pride is dangerous because it is the root of all sin. All sin comes from pride. In fact, the very sin, the very argument made by Satan himself, I will not serve, pride. Well, pride led to Adam and Eve's fall. That's why we have the original fall in the first place. And we see these three types of temptation playing out in the first reading, in the reading of Adam and Eve's fall. We've got physical pleasure. They looked at this tree that they were forbidden to eat from. And the reading tells us that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes. There's the temptation for physical pleasure there. Putting God to the test. What did God tell Adam and Eve about the tree of knowledge and good and evil? You shall not eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or even touch it, lest you die. God told them, don't do it or you're going to die. What does the devil say? You're not going to die. You certainly will not die. putting God to the test, that God would fulfill his words to Adam and Eve. Of course, you can say God got the last laugh, although that's kind of a bad way to put it, because they did die, as we all do. Third temptation, self-importance and selfishness, the temptation to pride. You will be like gods who know what is good and what is evil. So there's those three categories playing out in that one story, in that one temptation. And we do fall into these temptations. We can fall into them, and we do fall into them. Again, they don't look like this. But how many different ways are we tempted to items of physical pleasure? Whether it's sexual, food, drink, whatever. Something that we find physically pleasurable, and we're tempted to that. Putting God to the test. How many times in our lives do we challenge his will to do our own will? Putting God to the test. And then, of course, self-importance and selfishness, that pride. How many times are we tempted to be upset with someone because our pride was hurt? Or are we tempted to make ourselves more important than we are because we want our pride to be inflated? We can fall into these temptations, and we do. The challenge for us as Christians is to respond to the temptations the way our Lord did, not the way Adam and Eve did. When Adam and Eve fell for the temptation, what was the result? Sin, and sin led to death. Anytime we fall into temptation, we lead to death because we fall into sin. Sin leads to death. Look at how our Lord responded. He resisted the temptation, and he received the graces of the angels ministering to him. Anytime we resist temptation, we receive God's grace to help us continue resisting more temptation, which leads us to eternal life. Our Lord received eternal life through his death and resurrection so that we can receive eternal life as well. So now, during this season of Lent, we have an opportunity to examine our consciences, examine our lives, and ensure that we are fighting those temptations that we fall into the most frequently, and to overcome them. Now, one important thing when we're talking about examining your conscience isn't merely an emotional response. Your conscience needs to be formed by the teachings of the church. That's why we have the teachings of the church, to help us know right from wrong. So we have to form our consciences properly with the teachings of the church so that we can find those temptations and root them out of our lives through resisting them when they arise and through the sacrament of confession when we fall for them. So this Lent, may we make this, we take this opportunity to resist our temptations.